From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training centers in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska, this is Dog Works Radio, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto hosting Dog Works Radio from Anchorage, Alaska, and I am up here in Willow on a beautiful but rainy midsummer day. And on the line, we have our co-host calling in from Denver Dog Works. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. I'm actually enjoying the break in the record number of days for 90-degree heat wave here, 90 degrees or more heat wave here in Denver, and it is actually raining a little bit here today, too.
You know, today we have a guest calling in from the East Coast, New Jersey, actually, and he is the CEO and founder of Telebrand Products. It's the products that you guys see all the time on TV, the as-seen-on-TV products. I know that you guys have seen all these different things, and today we're going to talk about the pet products. Since this is a dog training show and we talk about pets and dogs, I want to introduce, without further ado, Mr. A.J. Kubani. A.J., how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Great to
thank
be
you
here.
Thank you for joining us today. And I got your name. I guess I was talking to you, I don't know, about a month or so ago on Twitter. What a great way to talk to each other back and forth in a very quick format. And you have some brand new products out that I want to mention today. Before we get into them, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do. And, you know, everybody knows about your products on TV, but, you know, give us some behind-the-scenes stuff about you and your business.
Okay, well, I started this business in 1983, and we started advertising on products on TV in 1987, and one of the first products we launched was the Amber Vision sunglasses, which became very popular, and that's when I started selling products into retail stores with the now famous As Seen on TV logo. So, you know, it really caught on. You know, every major retailer like Walmart and Target and Bed Bath Beyond, Walgreens, CVS, everyone carries As Seen on TV products now. So it's really been tremendous. And one of the things we found out is over the years, really just discovering in 2006, is that pet products really do very well in the category. And it's been a growing category over the last few years. So we keep on searching for new and innovative pet products to launch through the As Seen on TV category.
Well, you know, AJ, I will be the first to admit I've bought many of your guys' products in the middle of the night with credit card in hand, you know, laying in bed with just enough light to tell the operator my credit card number. So I'm a huge fan of yours. I even wrote a blog about the 31 days of As Seen on TV products for Christmas, and I kind of filed a product each day. So we're a huge fan here at Denver Dog Works of your guys' products. But I have to admit, I haven't bought any of your pet products. I've always bought, you know, the stuff that I thought I would need, and then, you know, occasionally, you know, it's an impulse buy, and, you know, other times, you know, it's something that I desperately need. So I know you have some brand new things out, and one of them is the Shed Pal. That's a great-looking product, and I would like to talk about that further. What can you share about the Shed Pal?
Well, the Shed Pal was developed by an inventor, a pet lover, who had a problem with shedding hair like many pet owners do. And he just wanted something that would accumulate all the hair into a nice, tidy container. So when they're brushing, your pet, that, you know, the hair doesn't fly all over the place. So this is a hairbrush with a built-in vacuum and a canister. So as you're brushing your dog, the hair goes right into the canister, and then, you know, when it's convenient, you go and you dump it out in a location where, you know, it won't fly all over the place. So it's just a nice little invention. Retails for $19.99, and we're just launching that product now. We start shipping it in about a week or two. So that is the latest one.
You know, what comes to mind with a lot of your guys' products is a show that was on several years ago. It was kind of one of those game shows, primetime game shows, where they had all of these inventors around, and they finally picked one where they, you know, it was over a season, and they picked this guy to come up with the invention, and they get the TV contract and all that. I guess my first question to you, AJ, is how do you find these very cool products? I know you have a contest that you hold called Inventors Days, but how do you get a hold of some of this stuff?
Well, believe it or not, most people contact us. We're very well known now, and we get hundreds of phone calls every single month, phone calls and emails. And we just go look through them, and there's so many people contacting us that we decided to do an Inventors Day once a month. We invite about 25 people in to come in and present their ideas to us. So the Shed Pal came, as I said, came from an inventor. And they're really everyday inventors, people at home thinking about this stuff. Some people go ahead and patent it or even manufacture the product, but most people just have the idea. And they call up and say, I have a great idea. What do you think about this?
Hey,
and,
Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to interject a little bit of something there. I am so thrilled to hear that we still have inventors wanting to invent products and a place like yours that's helping push them out. But I'm going to ask the question, probably like most of our listeners are thinking, are the products being made here in America or are they being made in other countries?
Well, most of our products by far are manufactured in China, like most companies today, because in order for us to sell products cost-effectively and competitively, we have to manufacture in China. That's just the way things are today.
So with the Shed Pal, you said that it was in the process of you know, wrapping up, you know, before the launch. How long does it take from the beginning to the end, from, you know, one time, from the time you guys get the call or the email or you find out about the product until it's available for consumers?
Well, that really depends on a couple of things. First of all, how long in the process has the inventor gone? You know, with the Shed Pal, for example, that's someone who invented it, patented the product, went ahead and had designed it and had product manufactured. So the product was fully developed and manufactured before we decided to test market it. So that was just a matter of months before we, you know, shot the commercial and put it on the air and tested it and then decided to get into mass manufacturing. But other ideas that are just in the idea phase, and we'll have to go through all that process on our own, the patenting, designing, and so on, and that may take a year or two sometimes.
Right, right.
You know, one thing I do want to mention about these inventors that come to us is that, you know, there are a lot of companies out there that advertise and advertise for inventors to bring them their ideas, but they charge the inventors money to patent the idea, to design it, and all these different fees, and they actually make money on fees. Telebrands never charges a penny to any inventor that comes to us with a product. You know, if we like the idea, we will invest all the money. So it's a word to the wise for the inventors out there that if you have a really good invention, people shouldn't be contacting you, or you shouldn't have to pay any money to people, companies that specialize in getting your inventions out there. Because if it's a really good invention, companies like us will invest all the money for you because we believe in the product.
And of course, probably the most dynamic part of this is the commercials that you guys have. And I'm sure everybody has seen at least 1,000 of them over the years. What's the draw with that? You know, I remember seeing shows on Discovery with Billy Mays and all those guys about how they do it. But I'm sure that's a huge part of your guys' success are these commercials. Whether they're on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning, that is the way that you guys are getting your consumers. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, the commercial is a very important, actually a critical component of what we do. That's how we communicate to potential consumers that we have a product that they might be interested in. So the commercial is designed to be very compelling. First of all, we will describe, every commercial has a standard sort of format. We describe a problem that many people can identify with. For example, we have a product called the Pet Rider, which is a cover for the back seat of your car or SUV. Right, so we explain the problems. If you have a dog, you know, what happens to the back seat of your car? It can get pretty messed up from the claws and the drool and any accidents that might happen, or if your dog happens to be wet and gets in the back and really mess up your upholstery. And then we talk about if you have our product, how you can, you know, not have that problem. And again, all these commercials are pretty similar. So problem, solution. And, of course, the solution is our product. And then it has to be a very compelling offer. And this, everyone's aware of the common phrase, but wait, there's more. You know, so it's a compelling price point. And then there's always an extra bonus or an extra incentive to get people to respond right away. And on top of that, the commercials are sometimes humorous and campy. You know, they're not very slick commercials. They're kind of more along the homemade type of vein. And it seems that to us, we know from experience that consumers respond more to more of a homemade-looking commercial than a very slick commercial.
Right. And of course, you always have, you know, the telephone number, you know, buy right now, hurry up, you only have a few minutes to do so. And I'm sure those phones just start ringing off the hook once those commercials air. But my last question in regards to kind of this behind-the-scenes stuff that I want to talk about your products is, what is the deal with the 95 or the 99 price? You always see 1999, 1995. Why is that such a prevalent price in all of these types of products?
Well, it's not just these products. It's really everything in retail, right? Everything is they call it odd pricing. And I'm thinking back to my when I took marketing 101 and back in college, you know, we were told back then that people respond better to odd pricing than even pricing. And it's just the way things are. You know, $9.99 sounds cheaper than $10. People respond better to $9.99 than $10. People respond better to $19.99 than $20. So we just sort of jumped on the bandwagon on that one. Everyone does that.
Very similar to the way gas prices are. You'll see $3.99 and 9 cents for a gallon of gas. And then right across the street, you'll see one that says $4. And you're inevitably going to go to that $3.99 a gas station just because it's a tenth of a cent cheaper. And I've done it before, and I'm sure a lot of your consumers have as well. So that is a very compelling way to market your products. So we talked about the ShedPal, and I know you have websites for each one of these, and it's shedpal.com if you're interested in that. And you can find that right on the Blog Talk Radio page as well, blogtalkradio.com/dogworks. We're talking to AJ Kubani. He is the man behind the As Seen on TV commercials and products, Telebrand. Is it Industries Products? What's the appropriate name for your business, AJ?
Telebrands Corporation.
Telebrands Corporation, the As Seen on TV guy. So let's talk a little bit about the Comfy Control Harness. I've seen this a lot on TV lately. You know, I've had questions from listeners and clients about products like this. Tell us about the Comfy Control Harness, AJ.
Well, the Comfy Control Harness is the world's most comfortable harness. You know, harnesses are nothing new. People know about harnesses, and I firmly believe that harnesses are much more humane than collars. You think about a collar, it goes around the neck and causes some discomfort and choking and could cause permanent damage to a pet. So I like the harness better. This one is a very comfortable one. It's made of a net, so it's very cool and light. And it comes with a leash and retails for $10, so it's also a tremendous value. So nothing really spectacular about it. It's just a very comfortable harness at a very good price point.
And you said earlier that you do some product testing, and being a dog trainer for the last, I don't know, almost 20 years now, I've tried just about every type of product that you can use to walk your dog, whether it's the harnesses or, you know, the collars or the choke chains or just about everything. What process did you guys go through in particular with this crazy Comfy Control Harness? How did you guys, arrive at the idea that this is a good product?
Well, yeah. First of all, like most of our products, it was brought to us by an inventor. So we looked at it, we liked it, and we handed it out to many of our employees that own pets, and we handed it out to a trainer that we work with for our pet products just to get some feedback. And the feedback we got was very positive. You know, it's really that simple. Everyone came back and said they loved it, and the trainer said that, you know, he loved it. So we went ahead and shot a commercial for it.
Can you give us some idea, I know a lot of people are going to ask this, about how many of these products sell, you know, at any given time? Are we talking about millions? Are we talking about thousands? You know, because you see these commercials, I'm sure, all over the country, maybe all over the world. What are we talking about in terms of numbers? Maybe that's proprietary. I don't know if that's an appropriate question or not.
I can tell you it's quite a big business. We sell millions of pieces of each one of these every year. So,
does it have a quote shelf life? Is a product that's maybe released in summer of 2011? Is it pretty much there forever, or does it have just a little while on your guys' kind of rotation for promotion, commercials, and whatnot?
Well, I can tell you this: that with the technology we have today and the fast pace that everything moves, product life cycles generally have gotten much, much shorter. And that's because the processes to design a product, to manufacture a product, to ship a product, everything has become much shorter because of technology. You know, today people can design a product within an hour on a computer screen, whereas years ago it would take a lot of drawings and measuring and so on. And then sending that information to the factory just goes by email. And then all the processes the manufacturer has to actually manufacture the product have shortened. So that has caused all products to shorten in life cycle. You know, generally, product life cycles are about 9 months these days on every product, and it may not seem that way. For example, an iPhone, right? An iPhone has been around for several years now, but there's a new iPhone that comes out at least once every 9 months, isn't there?
And I'm guilty of those purchases. I have to have the newest and greatest iPhone as soon as they come out, and whether that's an extra $300 or the special for $99, I'm one of the first people in line for that new iPhone.
So the iPhone is now going on version 5, being introduced next month. The iPhone 5, the fifth version of the iPhone since it was introduced, I don't know, 3 years ago.
2007, I think, yeah.
2007, all right, so... Now, the new iPhone is nothing like the original iPhone. It is a new, modified product. The latest iPod is very different from the original iPod that was introduced, that white, clunky, bulky, black and white screen one. So,
right.
You know, that product life cycle is very short, but smart companies like Apple know this and keep on introducing a new version of the product every 9 or 12 months just to keep people interested. So the consumer today is demanding a constant flow and new and innovative products. Once a product gets a little old, they've seen it on the store shelf for the past year, they're not interested in that product anymore. They know that's an old product. They're looking for something new. So by design, and by what consumers are looking for, we have to introduce new products all the time. And for us, it may not be a new version of the company control harness. It may be a new pet product altogether.
Right.
So we're constantly introducing new products, and the shelf life of our old products, our existing products, is roughly a year.
And you mentioned earlier that you guys have moved into the retail realm, and you mentioned Walmart and Target, and I know Walgreens has an entire section of As Seen on TV products as well, and I don't know if it's still there or not. I used to live in Minnesota and frequented the Mall of America quite frequently, and they had an entire store of As Seen on TV products. Do those same products only have that same shelf life, or can you still find something there that you may have seen on TV 2-3 years ago?
Well, generally, those stores have the products in those stores have the same shelf life, and that's what I'm talking about. It's generally a year, and that retailer wants to keep their merchandising fresh and innovative, so they're constantly looking for the latest, greatest, as seen on TV products, and getting rid of systematically the older, more tired, as seen on TV products. And inevitably, the newer stuff is going to sell better than the older stuff, and retailers always want the best-selling stuff.
Right, right. Michelle, do you have a question for AJ?
No, I do have a statement, though. You may not have the new version of the iPhone.
You know, AJ, I'm in Alaska. She's still in Colorado, so I might run down to the store before she gets up here. So we're talking to AJ Kubani. He is the guy behind the As Seen on TV products. He is the CEO and founder, and you can reach his products throughout the world, not only on television, but also in many stores, like I said, Walmart, Walgreens, As Seen on TV store, I believe, in Mall of America, or online, telebrands.com. AJ, let's talk a little bit about the Plaque Blast.
Okay. Well, you know, back in 1994, we introduced a product which was the first at-home tooth bleaching system for human beings, and it sold very well. It was called Dental White, and it had a tray. Now, previous to us introducing this to on TV and into retail stores, if you want to bleach your teeth, you had to do it at home. I mean, sorry, you had to go to a dentist. You had to go to a dentist, and they would charge you $400 or $500. So we came up with a system for $20, invented by a dentist, that you could do at home. Well, the same dentist came up with this product called Plaque Blast for pets because he recognized that his dog had significant plaque accumulation, and there really wasn't a great product that people could use at home to remove plaque from their pet's teeth. You had to go to a vet, and they had a scraping process that was very painful for the pet. Well, this product not only removes plaque very effectively, but as a maintenance system, keeps plaque from building up, so your pet doesn't have to go through that sort of pain to remove the plaque. So it keeps the teeth healthy, the gums healthy. Immediately, within 30 days after someone starts using this product on their pet, they will see that the gums get healthier and pinker, and the teeth get whiter. It's a tremendous tooth whitening product, I have to say. The dogs that we've tested it on, it looks like a before and after commercial for a tooth whitening product for pets. Really tremendous.
Now, is this a spray, a gel? What is this?
It's a spray. And when you buy it, it comes in two bottles. It's got to be activated. So it's very fresh. Once it's activated, you can use it for about 30 days. So you buy it, you activate it. It retails for only $10. You activate it, and you spray it into your pet's mouth on the teeth and gums twice a day. And within 30 days, you will see a remarkable difference in the whiteness of the teeth, the pinkness of the gums, and also the breath becomes much fresher.
You know, AJ, I just saw the commercial for this, I believe, just yesterday on TV. I think it was on the documentary channel. You guys have a lot of commercials, I believe, on that channel on DirecTV and Dish Network. And one of the things that it mentions, and I hope this isn't a competitor, I don't think it is, it mentions how important it is to take care of your dog's teeth because it is a major health concern for dogs and cats. Of course, this is a dog show, so I know a little bit more about that. And not only that, it's extremely expensive to take your dog to the vet to have his teeth cleaned, upwards of $300-$500 just for a simple teeth cleaning. It's not like going to the dentist ourselves, you know, sitting in a chair doing it for $29.95 at the local dentist. It's a process. You have to have blood tests, and your dog has to be put to sleep and whatnot. So my question to you, AJ, is, how can you guys do this for $10? I know you mentioned earlier that you can offer it for so much cheaper, but does a product for $10 really work like that $500 or $600 process at the dentist at the vet for dental work?
Well, it's a completely different process. At the vet, you're going because the problem has occurred over a long period of time, and you want to scrape it off and get it off right away. It's probably, that's the point where it's probably reached a critical point or a point of discomfort. This product absolutely does work. It's a very innovative product. It's got a patent on it. This dentist has taken over 10 years to develop and test the product to make sure it works and has gotten all the government approvals. It's really a phenomenal product. And you're right. You know, the perception is at $10, how could it possibly be as good as taking my dog to the vet? All right. Well, the vet, if you go to the vet, the vet will take care of the teeth in one day. It's painful and it's expensive, but you get everything done in one day. This does take 30 days. It's a
right.
process over a 30-day period. It can't be done in one day. So if I would suggest that if your pet is in extreme amount of pain, where the tartar has gone to a point where the gums are very red and swollen, you better get to the vet right away and take care of that because your dog is suffering. But if it hasn't reached that stage yet, if you're seeing some mild plaque buildup and your dog is not suffering, by all means get the plaque blast and start using it, and the teeth will, as again, the teeth and gums will be healthier, fresher breath. And as a maintenance program, you know, you don't have to use it as frequently, but continue it as a maintenance program so that your dog never gets to that stage.
Right, and that's what I was just going to say, is what a great maintenance way to take care of your dog's teeth. Because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people say, yes, I brush my dog's teeth religiously, and the fact is they don't. That's one of the most common health problems that dogs have are bad teeth and gums, which can cause many different types of problems, whether it be heart disease and kidney disease and all sorts of things. But I think this, out of all of your products that we're talking about today, this is probably my favorite product because it is a very good way to maintain your dog's health versus all of the other things out there, whether it be the time-consuming aspect of brushing your dog's teeth with the toothbrush and you know, using all of these other types of treats like greenies and rawhides and all these other things that claim to clean your dog's teeth. I think this product is one that we could definitely say would help out tremendously in your dog's health. Michelle, I have a question for you in regards to teeth brushing and a product like this. You see a lot of dogs coming into our training facility in regards to boarding and training. What do most people say to you, or what do they use if they're, you know, if they're a proponent of taking care of their dog's teeth? Do you know?
You know, a lot of my clients go to the vet and do the vet cleaning. Some of them are more ritualistic about it than others. A lot of my clients are taking their dogs in every 3 months. Some I've heard as much as once a month. They go in and get the nails trimmed, the teeth cleaned, you know, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I personally say, listen to what the vet says. Some dogs don't necessarily need a teeth cleaning, a deep teeth cleaning every 6 months. But doing some preventative care like what this product is doing is much better. I have clients that will brush their dog's teeth every single day. We had a dog, a Neke. We were told not to brush his teeth, that it was so utterly painful for him that it was better to take him once a year or every 6 months and have a deep cleaning done because he suffered from severe gingivitis and bone disease in his mouth. The Siberian Huskies have a tendency to have that. And since we had rescued him and he was older, we did what we were asked to do by the vet to prevent his pain. But the biggest thing they told us to do was to let him chew on a bone. And a lot of times that can help break up those enzymes. So if you have a dog that can't handle a lot of the deep cleanings or the toothbrushes or things like that, I personally recommend preventative care. But at the same time, I offer my dogs a regular old basted bone, even a raw knuckle bone to chew on. A lot of people buy the Dentabone products and things, and it's just your preference.
Right. And we're talking to AJ Kubani. He is the man behind the As Seen on TV products. Telebrands.com is the main website for all of these products. AJ, my question to you now is, going back to the Shed Pal just for a second, is this a product that could withstand the rigors of a multi-dog household, possibly even a dog training center, whether it be a grooming shop or, you know, a training school like we have, or is this pretty much intended just for the one dog household? Do you know?
Well, I would say it's made for consumer use. It's not made for professional use. So, say a grooming shop that had, you know, 10 or 20 dogs a day to groom, I think it probably would not hold up as long. And it's definitely made for consumer use. So A consumer with one or two dogs, it's fine. It'll last a very long time. It'll last for many years.
Do you guys also make the nail trimmer that looks like a Dremel? Is that you guys too?
Yes, that's us.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? I know that may be off the shelf life. I'm not sure, but that has been a very popular product for our clients. That type of machine, and I've recommended using just your regular old, you know, Dremel tool in the garage to do the same thing because nail trimming is such a huge chore for a lot of dog owners. Can you mention a little bit about that product? Is that product still available?
That product is still available at mostly pet-targeted retailers like PetSmart and Petco. Yeah, this is a product that's been on the market for several years already, so it's going towards the end of its product life cycle, but still excels extremely well in those particular retailers. And this is really designed after a Dremel. Basically, we took a Dremel-type tool and put a cover over it so that the pet filings can be caught inside the cover and don't go all over the place. And it's a product that retails for under $20. So it's a terrific value and it still continues to sell well.
And I think that's a fabulous product to offer. You said that was based off of a regular, household Dremel tool. Are the little sanding discs, are they available through like Home Depot, Lowe's, and that whatnot, or do you have to get them from you guys?
Well, we do sell a refill pack, I think, of 10 heads for $10, and that's available at the retailers, but also available directly from us online in case you can't find them in the retail store.
Okay. The last product that you guys had forwarded over to us is the Crazy Critters. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, the Crazy Critters, everyone that has a dog knows that they love stuffed toys, and the problem is that when they start playing with the stuffed toy, what happens to the stuffing? The stuffing goes all over the place. So we simply came out with a stuffed toy without stuffing. And so the stuffing doesn't go all over the place. Now, of course, we have a couple of squeakers in it because dogs love the squeakers, you know, for whatever reason. They get excited when the squeakers start squeaking.
Right.
But it sells very well. It's $9.99. It comes in two styles, the fox and the raccoon.
And, you know, at our training school, we discourage people bringing in those types of toys when they're staying with us for training because, you know, sitting in a kennel environment, they're literally torn up within the first day of training. So I think this is another good product that people can use because I've seen hundreds of dog toys shredded in just minutes and having that stuffing all over the place. What is it made out of, this product, the covering? Do you know?
Well, I have to tell you that, you know, a dog can tear these apart as well, all right? It's just that they're made of the same material that stuffed toys are made out of, except they don't have the stuffing in them. So when they start to tear them apart after, you know, depending on your dog, it could be a few days, could be a few weeks, but eventually they will start to tear them apart that you don't have the stuffing going all over the place.
Right.
You know,
with that product,
I have quite a few clients that Robert doesn't have any longer. But with that product, I have noticed a lot of these, I call them stuffless animals, coming in. And the dogs will chew, you know, the end where maybe a squeaky has been inserted or something like that. But they're not, and sometimes the faces have the stuffing in them, but they're not tearing them apart as quickly or as ferociously with excitability as they are with the, you know, child stuffed toy. So I think the product is working quite well. The dogs are figuring out, well, what's worth, you know, it's not worth my time. Because I've watched dogs literally go crazy ballistic like a little kid at an amusement park just to see the white stuffing go all over the room.
Yeah, you could be right.
I know that
the pets I've seen grow very attached to these things. And sort of carry them around and sleep with them, and they get very attached.
Right, it already looks good. So.
And, you know, just speaking of that product and how dogs go through toys, it really depends on the dog's breed. I know Most of the terrier breeds will go crazy over these. Of course, they have very high prey drive, and that's kind of their mental stimulus is to go in for the kill. So I think it also depends on what type of dog that you do have, whether this type of product will have a good shelf life or a bad shelf life at your home. I know we have a dog at home, a German Shepherd, that is carried around just a regular old human stuffed animal for a couple of years now, our daughter's stuffed animal. What's his name? Snuggles or something like that, Michelle?
Mr. Chuckles, but he destroyed Mr. Chuckles about 3 months ago, and we replaced Mr. Chuckles, and he figured out quite quickly that it was not the same Mr. Chuckles, so my mom took Mr. Chuckles' shell and tried to sew it to the new stuffed animal, and that did not work, so Mr. Chuckles is no more.
So dogs are smarter than we think they are, I guess. So we're talking to AJ Kubani, Telebrands.com, the man behind As Seen on TV products. He is the CEO and founder of that business. AJ, let's talk a little bit more about the car seat thing that you mentioned. I know that's a great product to have, because everybody takes their dogs all over the place. They take them from the dog park to the Walmart to the Home Depot, just about everywhere. And this, and I can be the first to attest, living up here in Alaska where it's constantly raining and constantly snowing, the back seat of my Tundra is just trash. So I believe I will be ordering one of these products very soon. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? What is it made out of? How does it attach to the seat? Does it fit all cars? You know, just kind of give us a little bit of a rundown about that product.
Okay, well, the product is a fairly simple design because we wanted it to accommodate as many vehicles as possible. So it has it's made out of the same material that canvas tents are made out of. So it's a heavy-duty material that's claw-resistant and water-resistant. All right, so, you know, the dogs are sticking their claws right through it and scratching your fine leather upholstery. And the other thing is that it attaches easily onto the back headrest of the car. So there's two straps with clips. You simply put it around the headrest on each side and clip it in, and it will stay in place. So it's a great product, easy to put in, easy to remove, and keeps your upholstery clean, and it's that simple.
It's very similar to like a little hammock in the back seat for your dogs. They kind of support themselves on this product like that, right?
I don't know if it's a hammock. It's it's a piece of material that lays over your back seat. It has cutouts for the seat belts, so that you can so if you have a passenger in the back seat as well, you know, the passenger can wear the seat belt.
Okay. Is this a product that can be washed in the washing machine? Go ahead, Michelle.
Yes.
And the passenger won't get the seat dirty either.
Right. If it's a little kitty, won't spill his big gulp, I guess.
Could be pretty dirty. You know, that's a good point. Say you went to the beach, right, and people have been swimming in the water and they're sandy. They got in the car. They won't get the seat dirty. It's a good
point.
There
you go. So not only for pets, but also for the messy adults and kids that are forced to ride in the back seat with or without the dog. So we're talking to AJ Kubani, Telebrands.com, the As Seen on TV guys. This is who we're talking to today on DogWorks Radio. If we could, AJ, we have a few minutes left. Let's talk about some of your products that are available for, you know, that aren't pets. My first question is, what has been the biggest seller of all time for the As Seen on TV products?
Our best seller of all time has been the Pet Egg. The Pet Egg is an egg-shaped product that's designed to remove calluses from the bottom of your feet for humans. And, it's a big problem, and over the past few years, we've sold over 40 million of them.
Oh, my goodness.
So to your question about how many of these things can sell, it's a very big business.
Now, when the person invents this and he, you know, gives it to you guys to sell, does he still get some type of residual even 4 years from now from this Pet Egg product or pet?
Yeah, they get
what's the name of the product again?
The Pet Egg. P-E-D.
Pet Egg. Okay. Yes.
Ped. Like pet. They get it's similar to a book deal where they're sort of the author of the product and they get a residual for every single piece that we sell.
Wow. So that guy's still sitting pretty, so to speak, even 4 years from now, with all of those millions of selling that product versus on TV versus the locations, online and other places. AJ, what other things are coming out? Can you kind of give us some heads up of some products that we may be seeing soon on television?
Well, the products that we're introducing right now, you mentioned one of them was the Shed Pal, but other non-pet items, the Slice-O-Matic. It's the best way to slice your fruits and vegetables. It's very easy. You can look it up online at sliceomatic.com. We have a product for watching TV without disturbing others, without others disturbing you. They're wireless headphones, so the transmitter attaches to your TV set. You wear the wireless headphones and can listen to your TV in peace and quiet. And that the big thing about that product, these types of products have been out before, but this one retails for $19.99, and it's a high-quality headphone. It's called the MyZone. So it's MyZoneHeadphones.com. Mm. Another product, very popular product we introduced this year, was a product called the Aluma Wallet. It's an aluminum-cased wallet that retails for $10.99. And the big thing about this is that it protects you against RFID theft. You know, these days people walk around with these electronic devices, and with an iPhone plugged into, we talked about iPhones, it could be used by thieves as well. They plug in a scanner into their iPhone and can just swipe past your handbag or your wallet and steal your credit card number. Because a lot of these credit cards now have a computer chip in them that enables you to swipe your card more easily. So, and that's a big problem now, that people are stealing credit card numbers without even having to steal your credit card anymore. So the Aluma Wallet, you can protect against this by using aluminum foil, which is wrapping your cards in aluminum foil, but that doesn't look that nice. So the Aluma Wallet takes care of the problem for you.
And that's a pretty snazzy looking wallet. I was looking at that just the other day on TV, and my son and I were talking about it. We might have to order a couple of those for ourselves. I like that idea there. Another question I have is, how in the world do you guys secure these domain names for the products that are named that? With all of the .coms that have been used up over the years, how are you finding these product names that match your product?
Well, actually part of our product naming process is to see if the domain is available, because it is so important today to have the domain. So when people see the product advertised on TV, they can find the product easily online as well. So that's part of the process. And we make sure the domain's available, and if it's not available, we see if it could be available at a higher price point. Maybe you can't buy it from GoDaddy for $11, whatever the price is. I think it's around $11. But you may have to go to someone that has purchased it and is sitting on it and offering it for resale, and that might be a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars.
Right, right. And like you said, that's how people are remembering their products, and that's how I do it as well as everybody, is they see something on TV and they may not write down the number or whatever on a piece of paper, but they'll go home from work or whatever and type it in Google, and if it has the domain, it will pop right up. So I think that's a great way to market in today's world. My last question to you, AJ, and maybe Michelle has a couple of follow-up questions, is what is the method behind the shipping and handling, plus shipping and handling? Why is that always that extra? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, it does cost us money to ship the product to consumers. So, we'd like to charge separately for that. And, it's like the off-pricing is a marketing technique, not including the shipping price in the selling price is another marketing technique. It sounds better to say it's $9.99 plus $5.99 shipping and handling than it is to say it's $16.98, for example. It just sounds more attractive.
And just to follow up with that, I don't know if this happens anymore, but you often will see, you know, kind of the fine print on some of these ads, 2 to 4 weeks for delivery. Is that still a concern? And if it is, why does it take so long, you know, to order something tonight on television and you don't get it for a month?
Well, in most cases, we ship within 24 or 48 hours. All right. There is a law by the federal government that says that unless you inform the consumer that it's more than 30 days, you must ship the product within 30 days. So the disclaimer that we put in the TV commercials is just really in order to protect ourselves in the event that we don't have enough goods to ship within 30 days. So we like to say allow up to 4 to 6 weeks for delivery just to give us a little extra cushion just in case. It's just in case. But for the most part, consumers are very demanding these days. People want instant gratification. And if we don't ship that product within a few days, we know they're going to be calling and asking, where's the product? And our customer service cost will go up dramatically. You know, so
right.
Consumers are forcing us to ship very quickly. And believe me, if we don't ship in a few days, we get inundated with consumer complaints. So we have to make sure we ship quickly.
So with that, on a release date, let's say that when the Shed Pal is coming out here in just a little while, how much stockpile do you guys have? Are you guys foreseeing millions going out the door in the first couple of weeks, or do you just have just a little bit on hand and then you see how it goes? What's the process behind that, if you can share?
Well, at the moment we test market a product and decide that we're going to, you know, get into a rollout, we will order a big quantity from the factory. So on the Shed Pal, for example, we have ordered 1 million units for the balance of this year. And as I said before, we're going to start shipping that product in about a week. So we placed that order a couple months ago. Goods will start coming in. By next week, it will start shipping them out.
So, a million
and then
products.
A million pieces are being manufactured and on their way in. And then we're going to see how it continues to sell. And we know we'll have no problem based on our test marketing that we'll sell at least 1 million pieces. But if it's selling better than that, we'll place reorders with the factory to get more goods flowing in.
And you said that you have a lot of manufacturing in China for a lot of these products. What is the turnaround time on that? You know, if you place an order today for, you know, another 1 million Shed Pals, is that 6 months away? Is that a couple of weeks away? How long does it take for those guys to make those types of products?
Well, there's lots of factors involved, but for reorders generally from China for us, it takes them 30 days to manufacture an order. So if we place an order for another 100,000 pieces, they'll take 30 days to manufacture that, and then it takes another 30 days for it to be shipped over. You know, so it's a total of 60 days.
Okay.
So we have to project what we need 60 days out. What do we need 60 days from today? But we can project that out. You know, we can look at demand. We could look at scan data. We can look at how many people are calling on the phone every day, how many people are ordering online. And it's very predictable. It's very predictable. Once you get that information flow, you can predict how many pieces you're going to be selling 2 months ahead of time.
So I know, and I'm just kind of just filling up a little bit of time here, but I have 100 questions. I could probably talk to you forever. You know that the pet industry is a huge industry. I forget how many millions of dogs and cats we have in our homes in the United States. Is this a market that you guys are very saturated in and want to continue to be in, or did it take you guys a while for you to kind of go over to the pet products versus all of these other things we have for the human consumer?
Well, we've sort of gotten into the pet product category pretty slowly, starting in 2006 when we came up with a product called the Doggy Steps. But since then, after seeing the success of that product, we've been actively looking for pet products because we know the demand for pet products is very big. You know, that's our job, is to figure out what people want to buy, and people definitely want to buy pet products. You know, with our current lineup of pet products, we are a big pet supply company. You know, we're in the seen on TV business, but our pet business alone is over $100 million. So we are a significant pet company in and of itself. And we will continue to pursue and look for pet products, and I'm sure we'll continue to find them. And more pet products keep on coming our way. So we will be introducing more pet products than ever in the future.
Michelle, do you have a last question for AJ?
I do. I'm hearing you guys say the shelf life. Is there an opportunity, let's say that I order one of these shed brushes, you know, that you guys have been talking about, and let's say that I like it a lot and I want to order it for a friend of mine, but you're no longer selling it on TV and it's not in the store in the Mall of America. Is there an opportunity so I can order it online maybe even a year, maybe 5 years later?
Probably not. You know, once we discontinue a product, it's discontinued. So we sell these products for a relatively short period of time. It might be a year, generally a year, but many products do sell for more than a year, maybe in a smaller way. Like, for example, the Petty Paws, you know, when we first introduced it, we were selling, you know, about 100,000 pieces a week. Now we sell about 50,000 pieces a month. But we still continue to sell it. And probably in another year, we'll end up discontinuing it completely. So I should probably modify my statement. You know, the product life cycle to be a very big seller is generally about a year, but we sell it at a much slower rate for maybe a couple years after that and then finally discontinue it. But to your question about, you know, 5 years from now, that product will not be available.
But there will be a new and improved version at that point, something that you guys have come up with that is better than the 2011 version of the Shed Pal or the Crazy Critters or the Pet Rider or whatever. My last statement to you, AJ Kubani with As Seen on TV Products, is can you tell us a little bit about this Investors Day? I know you mentioned it very quickly at the beginning of the show, but I know there's lots of people out there listening that are tinkering around in the garage. Tell us about how to get in contact with you guys if they think that they have the next big thing.
Well, it's very simple. The best thing is to send an email to inventorsday@telebrands.com. And we have a staff of people here that look at every single email and respond to every email. And if we like the product enough, if we like the idea enough, we will invite you to attend an Inventors Day. Now, we have those approximately once a month. Most of them are held in New Jersey, but we also take the show on the road. Our next Inventors Day is in New York City. That's on August 16th. That's in conjunction with a local radio station called Z100. And then the one after that is in Las Vegas. So people on the West Coast or in the Las Vegas area can have a chance to come and see us. But we've been in Los Angeles. We've been in Florida. We've been in Washington, D.C. We will be having one in Detroit later this year. So we do take it around. And hopefully those people will have an opportunity. If we like the product, we don't want to waste their time or our time. But they'll have an opportunity to come in, if we like the product, to come in and make a pitch and try to convince us to license their product.
Do you have turnouts like American Idol auditions?
Well, if we made it an open call, we probably would. But this is by invitation only. It's not an open call. You know, people submit their ideas and we pre-screen them. So that we don't waste their time. We don't want to waste their time if we're not interested in the product. And of course, we don't want to waste our time either.
And like you said at the beginning of the show, you don't require them to pay outrageous fees. I know there's several commercials on television that says you can do this for $599 to get your product patented and whatnot. You do not charge those fees, correct?
We don't charge anything, not one penny from the inventor. If we like the idea and we're investing in it because we want to make a profit on it, right?
Right.
So we invest all the money. We work out a royalty arrangement, and we pay the inventor a royalty.
The American dream right there on television, the As Seen on TV products. And I tell you what, there are people out there that have some great ideas out there. Don't you agree, AJ?
Oh, yeah. I'm really amazed. Every time we have an Inventors Day, I'm just completely amazed because I always see something new. And you would think, having been in this business for 28 years, I would have seen everything by now. But there's always something new. It's amazing.
You know, one last question, because I know you're in this business and you see different things every day. Is there a product out there that you're just dying for somebody to come up with? Maybe a revision of something. Just something that nobody has come up with that you've seen that you think would be the next big thing.
You know, I can't think of anything. But I think of this stuff all the time, and everything that I've thought of, you know, we've gone after or we've tried to have developed. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Right.
You know, we really are just relying for the innovative people out there to come up with new ideas.
So can people outside of the United States be a part of this Investors Day, or is it pretty much just here for folks here in the United States?
Okay. It's first of all, it's Inventors Day.
Inventors
That's
Day.
That's okay. So Inventors Day, absolutely. We've had people come from not too far away, Canada. Sometimes we get people. We did have someone fly in from Malaysia one time, so that's quite a ways off. But it's open to anyone in the world, but it's just more difficult to get here if you live outside the United States.
Right. So if you guys are the next big inventors, make sure you check out telebrands.com. I'm sure they have a link right there to find out more information about the Inventors Day. And it's one coming up in your area, whether it be in New York City or possibly Las Vegas, Detroit. They do travel around. AJ, anything else you want to add before we close?
No, nothing at all. You've asked lots of good questions, and hopefully your listeners found it entertaining.
Well, thank you very much. I know I'm a huge fan of the As Seen on TV products. You guys have gotten a lot of my money off of my credit cards over the years. So I'm very thankful to have you on. It's been my pleasure. We'll make sure that we stay in touch, and I'll send you over some links and whatnot as soon as we get this show up and promote a little bit on Twitter and whatnot. AJ, thank you very much for your time. We'll talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So, on behalf of DogWorks Radio, Michelle Forto, and AJ Kubani of the As Seen on TV products, telebrands.com, this is Robert Forto hosting from Willow, Alaska. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.